The earthquake that rocked Chile last week was so big at an 8.8 magnitude that it may have caused a chunk of the Earth's crust to shift westward by at least 6 feet, which led to an even more startling result. Scientists at NASA calculate that the shift changed how the Earth moves on its axis and actually shortened the length of the day. NPR's Richard Harris explains.
You might think of the Earth as a perfectly spinning top, but that's not quite true. Richard O'Connell at Harvard University says the Earth actually wobbles a bit as it spins.
The consequence of that is that the rotation pole actually moves, and it moves around over an area about the size of a tennis court.
This is called the Chandler wobble. And back in the mid-1970s, O'Connell wrote a paper that showed how big earthquakes keep kicking the Earth, and by so doing, keep the Earth wobbling. Now we know that's not quite the whole story behind the wobble.
Subsequent work by other people showed that the atmospheric excitation is also very significant and also changes in ocean currents.
So sloshing oceans and the large-scale movement of air masses like typhoons can also shift mass around on the Earth enough to change the way it wobbles. All this shifting around can also change the speed at which the Earth spins, and that, of course, affects the length of a day. So along comes this week's earthquake, and folks at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory quickly calculated how much the Earth's rotation should have changed. Their answer? A day on Earth should have gotten shorter by a millionth of a second, and the Earth's wobbly axis should have shifted by about 3 inches within that tennis court-sized area where it tends to wander. But did it? Brian Luzum's job at the U.S. Naval Observatory is to keep tabs on the Earth's rotation and orientation. And he says even the best instruments in the world can't measure a change in day length as small as a millionth of a second. It is possible to measure the Earth's wobble pretty precisely, but considering how many things affect the Earth's wobble, it's hard to see the effect of the quake as well.
So on a day-to-day basis, we actually will see changes on the order of 2 or 3 inches happening every day. And to try to pick out this one particular signal in and among all the other signals, just not really feasible.
The one hope was that the quake changed the wobble so abruptly that would show up in the data, Luzum said.
That's what you would like to be able to see to give you that eureka moment. And of course, when we do look at the data, no such jump exists.
Theory says it happened, but the observations thus far aren't good enough to back that up. But if these planetary effects are trivial on a day-to-day basis, they can really add up over geological time. Adam Maloof at Princeton University notes that ice has been melting over the past 12,000 years as we come out of the last ice age, and that's changing the Earth's orientation by about an inch each and every year.
You can imagine that as the ice melts, you're redistributing the mass on the surface of the Earth. So all this water that was, caught up in the ice at the poles is melting and moving into the oceans at lower latitudes.
And if you go way back in time to a period 800 million years ago, this kind of movement was dramatic. Over the course of a few million years, the landmass at the North Pole shifted monumentally, sliding south by 50 degrees.
That's basically taking New York to the equator, or even better, you're taking Paris to the equator.
Nobody knows why this happened, although Maloof says one idea is that a huge volcanic plume, like the one that created the Hawaiian Islands, developed near one of the poles, and that lopsided mass forced the Earth to rotate.
And would have had major ramifications for sea level, climate, landscape equilibrium, all sorts of effects like this.
And as for a single day's event, like the Chilean quake, well, it's fair to say that event touched hearts around the world, more tangibly than it changed the spin of our planet. Richard Harris, NPR News.